from KSRO, KSRO.com, and the KSRO app, available for download at the App Store and Google Play. This is continuing coverage of the coronavirus emergency.
Good afternoon. I'm Michelle Marquis in the KSRO newsroom. There are an additional 41 positive coronavirus cases in Sonoma County in the last 24 hours. The county has 1,073 active cases and 976 recovered cases. Residents who've been experiencing symptoms and who have been tested should be isolating prior to getting test results. Sonoma County Health Officer Dr. Sundari Mace stresses the importance of self-isolation after you've been tested.
By learning of your potential exposure status and separating yourself from others until you know for certain if you have COVID-19, you're doing your part as a responsible county resident to reduce the spread of a disease for which we do not have a vaccine or a cure.
A federal judge in Sacramento is tossing out a Trump administration challenge to California's carbon emissions program. The Justice Department filed suit last year claiming California had exceeded its authority as a state by trading emissions credits with Quebec. But Judge William Shub ruled this week the U.S. failed to show that the Golden State's cap and trade program violates the foreign affairs power of the federal government. It's the latest in a series of legal battles over environmental issues involving California and the Trump administration. The latest unemployment numbers show some improvement in California. Data released Friday show the rate of jobless claims is down 14.9% for the month of June. About 500,000 jobs were added last month in the construction, trades, professional services, and manufacturing. The technology sector also helped keep economic activity up, as most tech workers remain employed. However, economists say growth could soon stagnate as the federal pandemic relief money dries up and coronavirus cases rise. You can stay up to date at KSRO.com and also on the KSRO app. I'm Michelle Marquis in the KSRO newsroom.